NRCC announces massive record-breaking fundraising for quarter one. By Jacob Bliss on April 8, 2021. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, announced a massive fundraising haul for the first quarter of 2021 as the campaign arm gears up to take back the majority. The NRCC reported their fundraising numbers Thursday, showing they raised $33.7 million in the first 3 months of the year, as they gear up to take back the majority. The committee's press release highlighted that the $29.7 million they have cash on hand is a 57% increase over the same point last cycle. This includes their March numbers as well, where they hauled in $19.1 million, which is $3.6 million more than their previous off-year record for March. The House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, aided in this haul with $5.3 million raised, and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, who helped raise $3.5 million. The NRCC's Democrat counterpart, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, has yet to release its fundraising numbers. Still, the NRCC pointed that they have no debt, while the DCCC entered into March with $11 million in debt. An NRCC spokesman, Michael McAdams, targeted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and her leftist agenda. McAdams said, "Republican voters are motivated to fire Nancy Pelosi, stop Democrats' socialist agenda, and take back the House. The Republicans are gearing up their war chest against the Democrats to take back the House. With Pelosi having a very slim majority, Republicans only need 5 seats to win back the House." In March, the NRCC introduced an exit list that highlights the Democrats who are likely to retire or run for a different office in 2022. This includes a previously released list from February, which listed 47 offensive opportunities, including 29 battleground districts. These are districts are where President Biden lost the district or where the 2020 presidential or congressional margin was within 5%. In addition to a survey finding Pelosi's agenda helps Republicans in the polls, House Republicans seem to be in good shape to win the majority in 2022. In February, the polls show that when Pelosi pushes her partisan socialist agenda, the Republicans' advantage grows in the ticket-splitting districts. Pelosi's poll numbers were down 20%, showing her at a 58% unfavorable rating. Out of the unfavorable, over half, 51%, find her very unfavorable.